Welcome to the road. A quick drive into the policies and plans from the transport sector. So hold a seat. Must soon come back. One already.
Talking about transportation, transporting the past, the present and the future generation. Whether taxi, private vehicle or bike, your two bicycle wheel them are a hike. Listen up, we go coulda young or your old, up on the bus cause we are got the road.
If you've travelled in the 3 miles area of St Andrew recently, you'd have noticed several large holes being dug and other technical work being carried out as part of plans to upgrade one of the country's busiest intersections, where Hagley Park Road meets Spanish Town Road and Marcus Garvey Drive. When complete, you can expect to see two new overpasses, also known as flyovers, as part of the $56 million US Hagley Park Road improvement project. The overpasses, or bridges, will add two extra levels of roadway, replacing the signalized interchange at what is Jamaica's busiest intersection. On completion, travel time along the roadway is expected to be significantly reduced for the over 5,000 motorists who currently use the interchange every hour. I'm at 3 miles with Senior Communication Officer at the National Works Agency, Ramona Lawson. Hi Ramona, what's the latest on the roadworks being done here?
What we have done so far, as you will recall, last month we began pile driving works here. At 3 miles, we have driven piles for 10 of 60 pairs so far. Along the project limit, we're also replacing boundary walls to facilitate the expansion of the roadway, more likely between Waltham Park and Maxville Avenue. And we have started reconstruction on 37 of 137 walls so far. So we're about 1 month into the physical works.
You mentioned the piles before. Could you tell our listeners what the piles are?
Well, the piles are basically the anchors or foundations for the piers or legs of the bridges. So we're going to be doing 60 of those or 15 piers for both bridges.
What changes can motorists expect?
Currently, right now, basically the roadwork is intrusive. We're bringing in more and more heavy equipment. The works that are going on is quite conspicuous, and so the restriction of access to 3 miles will gradually reduce over time. We have implemented some traffic changes, so vehicles that are coming up Marcus Garvey Drive are now prohibited from making the right turn onto Spanish Town Road.
We have an artist impression of what the finished product should look like. Could you describe what this artist expression shows?
Over the next 6 to 9 months, this particular intersection will be transformed into three road levels. We're going to have the road level at grade that currently exists. We're going to have over that an 8 meter high overpass bridge, and above that a 15 meter high overpass bridge. The first bridge will be situated, or the lower bridge will be situated along Spanish Town Road, about 160 meters long, beginning its rise at the old Yam Export Center and coming back down to road level at Bell Road. Along Hagley Park Road, the higher bridge, which will be about 520 meters long, will begin its rise at the Hagley Park Health Center and come back down to grade in the vicinity of Tuff Gong Studios at Little Bell Road on the other side of Marcus Garvey Drive.
And as works continue, could you remind motorists of the alternate routes and how they can be accessed?
We are recommending the use of one alternate route. So for motorists who are heading from Portmore and want to access areas along Spanish Town Road in the direction of downtown, because they're unable to make the right turn from Marcus Garvey Drive onto Spanish Town Road, we're encouraging them to go further along Marcus Garvey Drive and use East Avenue to access Spanish Town Road, and further north on Maxville Avenue if they're going towards Halfway Tree.
Thank you so much, Ramona. Overall, the Hagley Park Improvement Project is expected to last for 18 months, with a scheduled completion date of June 2019. In addition to the new roadway, the project will result in enhanced pedestrian safety, reduced vehicle operating costs, fewer accidents, reduced travel time, and reduced congestion. It is also one of the projects being executed under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP. And just like that, we've arrived at the end of our program. Thanks for journeying with us. I'm Twyla Whelan, and it was my pleasure driving you through a small part of the government's bigger plan to improve Jamaica's transport system. So, until next time, whether you walk, you ride, you fly, sail or load, go on, dead sing, and go on, go do road.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.